You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250. And hold on tight, for we are pilgrims on this road. We're guided by a distant light to lead us into a land of hope. Because the same bright star shining over Bethlehem comes from the same pure love, filling up our hearts again.
We are going to have too much fun today. Two of the coolest cats in the music scene in Canada are in the studio with me, live. Better than dead, I guess. Allie Matthews and Rick Francis have been an absolute oasis for me amidst the whole Jesus music scene. And I'm so glad they have done what they've done the way they've done it, because there's very few people doing what they do. Now, was that clear enough for you there? I read an article in Christianity Today that basically said the same thing. You listen to Christian music today, and you can sort of tell within the first few bars where they're going. You can sort of figure out where they're going to go lyrically, and even with the melody, it's predictable. And there's just something different about what Allie Matthews does, and that's why these guys have brought home the big-time awards. Multi-award-winning singer-songwriter Allie Matthews, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the studio. Listen, you were very sick last time. Your throat was bleeding or something like that.
Well, the first time I was here, I was sick.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
The second time, you had to follow Tommy Emmanuel.
That's right. So I was sick about that.
We just thought we'd mess with your heads there.
Yeah.
Mess with your heads. Hey, you have this concert coming up. Actually, a few concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad you're sharing with people what you've been doing in Stratford, because I went to the Stratford thing last year.
Yeah.
And dude, it was, I just called you dude. Where'd that come from?
I know, that's cool. I'm a cat.
Yeah. It was very smooth. It was a smooth night, man. That church restaurant has got it.
Yeah.
Your band has got it. And you guys have always had it. So combine the whole thing with Christmas and, it got me in the mood.
Oh, yeah. And that's what
for Christmas.
Exactly.
Easy. Take it easy there. So you're going to do that in three different locations this year. Of course, Stratford, December 17th, which I'm going to go to. London, December 3rd, which I'm not going to go to because it's just so ridiculously far away. And November 30th, Burlington at the Royal Botanical Gardens. Unfortunately, I can't go to that one either because it's my birthday.
Oh, Drew, I'm sorry.
It's my birthday, but I have to work on my birthday. I'm doing some filming with Glenn Allen. We're gonna film 13 episodes of one of his shows. So I'm locked away in a studio that night. Bummer, eh?
Yeah. Well, you're gonna make it to Stratford, so
that's... Yeah, I am. Yeah. Now $30 per person for this concert in Burlington, November 30th at 8 o'clock at the Royal Botanical Gardens. This whole thing will include coffee, tea, snacks, you know, other beverages available for purchase.
Other beverages, yes. Are we allowed to say those words?
Are you allowed to say other beverages? And let's talk just briefly about the awards and the accolades and the recognition and the full page spread in the Toronto Star.
Yeah, really. That was a shock. I knew there was going to be some little thing in the Toronto Star, but I thought it would just be little, and I almost keeled over when turned the page and saw that it was two-thirds of the page with color photos and everything.
Yeah.
It was an interesting take on my music. I liked it. It made me feel okay.
Yeah. It was very, very good. It didn't slam you. It didn't, you know, sometimes you must have this juggling act of, look, I'm not really a sort of a Christian music, don't identify me in that crowd,
mm-hmm.
but yet I sort of am. But I'm not. I mean, how do you describe that to people?
Yeah, it's tough because, especially when I got this piece in the Star, it was the week before the Gospel Music Association Covenant Awards out in Calgary.
Which you won, what, 30 of them?
Well, no, I had 11 nominations, which was the most of any artist. So that was kind of, everyone was going, whoa, 11 nominations. And a lot of people obviously were saying, who is this girl? We don't know who she is. Within the Christian music industry, they didn't
That's
know me.
That's good, because, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's
good.
That's like when I get callers who say, are you a Christian?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I love it, too. And, because a lot of people who live in the Christian world are in a box, right? And they don't ever get out of that box. And so I really try and make my music accessible to all people, to everyone. That's what I want. Yeah. You know, I believe in authenticity and being real and not being predictable and all this stuff. So, you know, this was interesting because as soon as you hear Gospel Music Association, you know, you think, just the average person would think, yeah, I don't know, there's different connotations.
Is that bad of me to say that?
No, you know what? That's a lot. Well, I think I'm quoted in this article as saying that I think of four guys with perfect hair singing in four-part harmony about things like redemption. And, you know, and I was quoted as saying that, and that I don't have anything against. I mean,
you're not going to be nominated next year at all.
There's a place for that music. Yeah.
It's just a different category.
Exactly. But I think that, you know, there's a lot of great stuff happening in the Christian music industry because I think people are starting to recognize that we are just people and we need to get out of that box a little bit and also take God out of the box that we have put him in. You know, I think that he's a way bigger God than we allow him to be. And so.
You are, I like you. You're a good person. But you know who I like better? Rick.
Thank you.
Your humility kills me, man. You are just a guitar freak, all right? And you brought in a freakishly beautiful guitar, the big Jumbo Taylor, I might add, for all of you aficionados out there. And how long have you had the big Taylor for?
I think I got this in March.
March, so fairly new, mm-hmm. Fairly comfortable. Are you still using that Bose stack?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We still got the Bose. We love it. We breathe it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, you were talking about the Beatles earlier. You should ask Rick about his, after the first time he heard the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Like, he's an old guy. He's that old.
I am that old. I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah. And I think Steve said it was 1962 or something like that. And I remember seeing a subtitle that passed in front of John saying, sorry, girls, he's married.
Really?
And then the next day, I was in grade 8. In public school, the next day, I combed my hair, because I had hair then, and I combed it all forward.
Yeah.
And I remember I got called to the office.
Oh, get
because
out.
I had my hair combed forward like the Beatles.
Are
the
you kidding
before.
Me?
I'm dead serious. I got called into the office to talk to the principal about my hair being combed forward, so that was, I was a radical even back
what
then.
And the contrast to these days? When any style goes,
exactly.
You know, if you have your hair combed, you're a loser. Doesn't matter what direction it is.
So. I don't have that problem anymore.
No, me neither. Me neither. Let's get into a song here, guys. What's the first one we want to kick off with? Because I really want my listeners to get you guys. The guitar talent and the vocal stylings of Ali Matthews combined here is just, I want people to get it. What are we going to do?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? We're just going to do one that's... It's that fun one from Sesame Street, believe it or not.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
You know what? This is a song that I always say when we play it in a concert that some of the most profound things we learn in life we learn when we're little kids and we learn in kindergarten. And this is a Sesame Street song that I think is just appropriate for anyone at any time. It's called I Don't Want to Live on the Moon.
Fantastic. Ali Matthews on The Drew Marshall Show.
I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I would meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there.
would stay for a day there if I had my wish. But there's not much to do when your friends are all fish, and an oyster and clam aren't real family. So I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There are so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently.
Matthews on the Drew Marshall Show with Rick Francis, of course, on guitar. An unbelievable sound. Honestly, I don't get impressed that much because I'm a bit arrogant with my music tastes. For you guys to be able to pull that pure of a sound off with these cheap AM radio station stuff, good for you.
Well, thank you.
Sounds tremendous.
Thank you.
Sounds tremendous.
We don't really like to do this kind of thing because it doesn't actually express, like, we have this, Rick has this real cool guitar sound. When you come to hear us live, there's this really cool thing that happens in the room, and it's hard to
sell that on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. There's also a cool thing about just having the raw vulnerability of, okay, here we are, just us with our guitar. So, but at these concerts we're doing over the next couple of weeks, we've got a phenomenal band with just some of the best players, I think, in this country.
Are you bringing that fiddle guy?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name
Don
again?
Donnie Reed.
Okay, he's a freak, man.
He's an alien. He's the best fiddle player.
Who has he played with? Drop some names.
Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown, Buck Owens.
Ann Murray.
And just about every country CD, if you pull it out and read the liner notes, Dwight Yoakam. He's the only fiddle player Dwight Yoakam will use. So he's a real country guy, but he can play everything. He can play jazz and we don't really fit into one particular niche. I'm not really a country singer, not really a folky.
Hence
not really
the 11
jazz.
Nominations.
Yeah, they're sort of all over the place.
Yeah.
Mostly in the folk roots category, which is cool because, you know, basically when everything is acoustic guitar driven to start with, whether you jazz it up or, you know, whatever you do to it, it's still pretty much roots.
It
comes down to roots music.
All right, folks, we're going to take a real short break here on the show, but I want to let you know this. Tickets for the Ally Matthews concert in Burlington, November 30th, 8 p.m. at the Royal Botanical Gardens are $30 a head, and you can call 877-382-2262. That's 877-382-2262. That's 877. I feel like an idiot when I do that three times. 382-2262. And, of course, this concert series is now able to be shared not just in Stratford but London and Burlington thanks to FTC Canada, Feed the Children Canada, a brilliant organization. London, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Best Western Lamplighter Inn, and Stratford, December 17th at 7 p.m. at the Church Restaurant. That's the one I'll be at. Would that be almost sold out, I reckon, wouldn't it be?
I think it will be sold out. It's not yet, though. There's still tickets available for all three.
All right. So Burlington, of course, that is the one that we're obviously promoting in this area because it's the closest to Toronto. November 30th, 8 p.m. at the Royal Botanical Gardens, $30 per person. Table seating includes coffee, tea, and snacks, and some other beverages there available. Ally Matthews and her band with special guest Cliff Clavin. Is that right?
Cliff Klein.
Oh, Cliff Klein. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it's a little known fact. We are going to give two tickets away this show, folks. Two tickets away. We're going to have you send us an email with your address on it, and we'll mail those tickets to you, all right? Go to our website, www.drewmarshall.ca. We've got two CDs of Allie's to give away. Of course, Allie Matthews' On Angels' Wings, a track we're listening to right now. What's this one called again?
Brand New Miracle.
Brand New Miracle. So we're going to go out with this. We're going to come back right after this short break here on the Drew Marshall Show with more of Allie Matthews and Rick Francis here in the studio live. Stay with us, folks.
Want to find out who's on the Drew Marshall Show next week? Sign up for our weekly email updates online at drewmarshall.ca. This Christmas, I believe we'll find a brand new miracle. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Tonight all the children will have sleepy eyes. They just cannot wait till the morning arrives. All the anticipation could fill up the sky. And by the look on their faces, you'd think they could fly. Every year something happens, it's kind of hard to describe, like the magical miracle comes back alive. All the joy and the wonder that Christmas will bring is sent down from heaven on angels' wings.
Title track from Allie Matthews' CD, On Angels' Wings. We have two of these CDs to give away here on the Drew Marshall Show. We gave away a couple last week. We're giving away a couple this week. The hits just keep coming. I do what I can for you, folks. You want to send us an email, go to www.drewmarshall.ca and tell us your address so we can actually send you the CD. It drives me nuts when people say, hey, I want the free CD, and that's all they say. Duh. Put your address on there. Go to www.drewmarshall.ca for this Allie Matthews On Angels Wings Christmas CD. This CD will warm your house this year. You don't even have to buy a fireplace this year. You just get the CD. It'll work. In the studio with Allie Matthews and Rick Francis, two people I have appreciated very, very much with their musical endeavors. Speaking of musical endeavors, Allie, some of the awards you got. Let's talk about the categories here. You were nominated for what are the categories?
It was mostly the folk roots category, the country bluegrass category. But my latest CD, Window of Light, it's got the whole, adult contemporary. It's got a little bit of jazz. It's got a little bit of heavy kind of Peter Gabriel sounding stuff. It's got a bit of everything.
Nice.
So it's kind of all over the place, but basically it does come down to it being a folk roots with a lot of dressing, and it's actually won Folk Roots Album of the Year and Folk Roots Song of the Year, so that was kind of cool. It's a new category for the Gospel Music Association.
Can we do this song? Get kicked into one of these? Because again, there's no point in us rattling on with you, even though you're a nice person and have cool things to say. I want people to hear your music.
Well, I think this song is. I was really surprised. This song won the award for a folk roots song of the year. It's called Poised for a Fall, and this was a song that I wrote. Basically, it's about vulnerability, and I don't know, it's just that feeling of, I hate trying to explain this song. I should just shut up and sing it. But you know what? I think you'll appreciate this, Drew, because it's one of those songs that's not clearly a gospel song at all, and it is what it is. Let's just give it a try.
Beautiful. Folks, again, on the Drew Marshall Show, Allie Matthews and Rick Francis.
To the test, though I tried my best. I tied myself and all the rest into a great big knot. Well, I swore and I insisted I had straightened what was twisted, but I think I might have missed it by a long shot. Everybody knows, everyone but me, everybody sees the writing on And the moment that I wake up, well, everything will be just fine. See, I keep striving for that one thing, keep diving into something. I'll be smiling as I'm crumbling for the very last time. Everybody knows, everyone but me, everybody sees the writing on the wall. How gracefully I stand. Won't you give her all my very best regards? For I'm another one who won't tread lightly. I'll be tossing, turning nightly, synchronized by the lies inside my busted up heart. Everybody knows, everyone but me, everybody sees the writing on the wall. How gracefully I stand.
Allie Matthews in concert in Burlington, November 30th, 8 p.m. at the Royal Botanical Gardens. You want to get your tickets, you can call 877-382-2262. That's 877-382-2262. And, of course, this concert has been an absolute success in Stratford at the church. It's going to be there again at the church restaurant. It's going to be there again December 17th at 7 p.m. Stratford at the church restaurant. But because of FTC Canada getting on board here, folks, of course, affiliated with Feed the Children U.S., we are now presenting On Angels' Wings, the Allie Matthews and her band concert with special guest Cliff Klein, also in London and Burlington. London is December 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Best Western Lamplighter Inn. So good job, Feed the Children Canada. Good job for getting on board and getting behind, I think, one of Canada's premier talents. Allie Matthews here in the studio with us. The CDs we have to give away as well, and two tickets to the Burlington concert. It's just a free-for-all here, folks. You want to send us an email, go to www.drewmarshall.ca and give us your address. We will send you either the CD or the tickets. The first person to send us the email will get the tickets. Well, you know, first person that asks for the tickets politely will get the tickets. Yeah, that's right. All right. Influences. Yeah. Are you tired of people comparing you with Amy Grant and Karen Carpenter, the combination? I think you're a combo mix.
I've never heard the Karen Carpenter thing until I read that you said that. And you know what? It brought me right back to being, I think, 5 or 6 years old and hearing her do Close to You, you know. And I remember thinking, I want to sing just like that. So there you go. You took me right back to my childhood.
I picked it, huh?
Yeah. I do get a lot of interesting comparisons. People hear different things in my voices.
There's a bit of KD.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know what? I love hearing. It would kind of start to bug me if I was always hearing one comparison.
Yeah.
You
slide off your notes like KD. That's what.
Yeah.
Is there a technical term?
Last time
term
you
for
told
that?
Me Shania.
Yeah, I can see that. Actually, I'd rather pick Shania. I'll stay with Shania.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd rather have her tummy, but I don't. But anyway.
No.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Rick, whose tummy do you have?
I don't have anybody's, actually.
What about you, Rick, as far as guitar stylings go? Who influenced you over the years?
Strangely enough, the Beatles, Steely Dan, Larry Carlton, Pat Metheny,
Nice. Did you go to Pat Metheny last year at the Hummingbird Center?
I missed it.
Buddy, what a freakish concert that was. I looked around at all the white guys' heads kind of bobbing in the offbeat. You know, they can't find the beat because it's so off, and yet...
11-7 time, I
call it. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, yeah. James Taylor, have you...
He's in there.
Really?
He's, I think, probably... you know, people, when they talk about guitar players... He's not the first name that comes up,
he's
brilliant.
Yeah, he is brilliant, but he's not known as Mr. Oh My Goodness guitar player guy, even though his hammer-ons and pull-offs are as clean and perfect as anybody's.
And I admire him because in one song that he does, he actually moves his capo in the middle of the song.
Sweet.
I think that is.
Yeah. David Wilcox does that a lot, the American, not the Canadian druggie.
Right.
The American. Not the bad apple.
No, the good one, yeah. give us a little, I love doing this. I'm sorry to do this, to treat you like a novelty act here, but if you were to show off with a bit of guitarishness, what would you kind of funk out on? I know that one.
I don't know. You've got me on the spot here.
Could you pull out any James Taylor stuff? Is there something that
That's not even James.
That's
wrong key.
Loved by Drew.
Ain't it true?
Aren't we having fun?
You guys kill me. Jazz stuff. I mean, there's a genre that I really wish more Jesus people would get into recording.
Well, I'm doing a CD that's so jazz.
Are you really?
Yeah. I mean, not right today, but in the next couple of years.
It's going to happen, right?
We've got you heard the guy who played piano in our band last
year. Oh, he's sweet.
He's just a gift. He's amazing, and he is so jazzed. And I really just want to do something that's kind of like a Norah Jones kind of thing, you know, with the band. I'm going to tell Rick that. Rick records and co-produces everything, so I'm just, he's looking at me like, when are we doing this project? It's on my list, along with the children's album
This
Christmas
is like
CD.
The married couple. Like, my wife finds out information when I'm telling someone else,
that's
too.
Right,
it's like, when were you going to tell me this? What about, can you do a little quick, like a little jazzy number thing?
Let It Snow.
Let's do Let It Snow.
Okay.
There's an idea. This is one of my favorites. I have played this.
This
folks,
cool.
Allie Matthews again on the Drew Marshall Show with Rick Francis.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow. 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 Yeah.
Ha-cha-cha-cha. Man, that was good. Allie Matthews in the studio here with Rick Francis. And again, folks, you have got to get to this concert. It is the one we're going to plug the most here is in Burlington, November 30th, 8 p.m. at the Royal Botanical Gardens. $30 per person. Well worth it. Table seating includes coffee, tea, and snacks and other beverages available for purchase.
FGC Canada, which is Feed the Children, is a relatively new organization in Canada. They're doing wonderful, wonderful things to reach out to the needy. I know you're involved in Compassion. World Vision is doing a lot of great stuff. This is a new organization that a lot of people haven't heard about, and I just want to really encourage you to go to their website, which is ftccanada.org, and you can also check about tickets for the concerts at the website.
So you can go to the FTC Canada and check
ftccanada.org.
Out tickets. Okay.
And wonderful organization. They're doing stuff here locally to feed hungry families, and all around the world they're doing incredible things. So I'd just encourage people to check that out.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them for getting on board. I love it when we have these winning combinations of incredible talent such as yourselves and an incredibly worthwhile organization to kind of go along with. with it. Mm-hmm. It's the way to do it. It really is. Mm-hmm. I love this kind of partnership
stuff.
Well,
it makes it really cool for me as an artist, too, because, you know, there's a power in music. And when you see how people can respond to music, I find that it's an obligation to actually give them something to think about and encourage them, you know, something hopeful and something positive. And so, you know, hooking up with a great organization like this it's a gift to me, you know. It's kind of cool.
Dead set. Okay, again, Burlington, November 30th, 8 p.m., Royal Botanical Gardens, $30 per person. We've got two tickets to give away here on the show. You want to go to our website, www.drewmarshall.ca, send us an email with your address requesting for the tickets. The first person to do that gets the tickets, and all the other schmucks who lose out on that one get the CD, which is not really schmucky because this CD is sweet. It will put you in the Christmas mood faster than Bing Crosby.
Ooh, hey.
Than eggnog.
Maybe I'll stick with the eggnog.
Thank you.
Although I have bad memories of eggnog. I remember throwing up because my mom said, I wanted the stuff that all the adults were having. And my mom said, no, I don't want you to have it. So I disobeyed, snuck a carton of it, and chugged the puppy.
Yeah.
I can't even smell the stuff now.
Oh, dear, Drew.
Yeah, just thought
everything in moderation, Drew.
Thought I'd share a little moment there with you. All right, well, let's go out with another tune here. Take us out with something we will remember you by.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh,
Allie Matthews and Rick Francis on the Drew Marshall Show. If that doesn't put you in the Christmas mood, then you're dead. Okay? That's Schultz right there, isn't it?
Oh,
Charles
yeah.
M. Schultz and Charlie Brown, man. That's the best video on the market. I would put that above Bambi Meets Godzilla.
Actually, that CD, the Charlie Brown Christmas CD, it's up there. Like, I am the queen of Christmas CDs, and that's up there in my top five.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
Do you have the Amy Grant Christmas one?
She has three, of course. Come on.
Okay.
But her first one,
yes,
when
she
was like 18, that's the one I like. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, we have a Christmas tradition in our family. I'm rattling on here again. Where we have to have freshly squeezed orange juice. Mm-hmm. We have to read God's Word before we get into the prezzies. And we have to, as the kids come down the stairs, you know, whatever the deal is, we have to start off with Bing Crosby's I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. That's the only three things I like. Bible, orange juice, and Bing.
Those are good things.
That's
all
you
need. Those traditions.
Yeah, it works well. All right, guys, thanks for stopping in. I know you're on your way to do bigger and better things, but to stop in and visit a pleb like me,
we love you, Drew.
Much appreciated.
Thanks, Drew.
When we come back from our wee break, we're going to talk about spanking. Should it be outlawed in Canada? A controversial subject on the Drew Marshall Show. The number is 905-338-1250. We'll take your calls for the next half hour or so when we come back. Stay with us.
All the gifts and the packages are wrapped up with ribbons, but the greatest of treasures was all.